Yo, what's going on, y'all? It's Combo Breaker 99 back with another video. Make sure y'all subscribe. Yeah, man, I've been meaning to do a weekend wrap, you know, this fight. You know, I want to do a post-fight discussion on this particular strawweight fight, but, you know, I've been kind of busy. So I was going to do it, though. You know, I was going to try to get it done sometime this week. But while I, you know, had the free time, I went back and watched this fight once again, you know, Weili Zhang versus Joanna. And I watched it a couple times. You know, I watched it like three times now. I watched it on fight night. I watched it like twice last night, because that's what I like to do. Sometimes I just like to sit back and analyze fights. And yeah, man, I think this was a very, very close competitive fight. You know, that's what it was. And like, I know there's some people out there saying that Joanna did enough to win. And some people say she was a clear cut winner. But I just disagree with that, man. I really think it just came down to that moment where, you know, when you got to the later part of the rounds, I felt like Joanna still didn't, like, do enough to make a big statement to take what Weili Zhang had already earned, you know. Same way if it would have been, you know, the other way around. Like, if Joanna would have been the fresh young champion doing her thing and, you know, she was, you know, doing damage with her strikes the way, you know, the way Weili Zhang was doing in that position, in the champion's position, then I would have said Joanna would have been the champion, you know. You know, even Valentina, Conor McGregor, they said, you know, it was a good fight, but they felt the decision went the wrong way. But to me, I felt like I said, I think that Weili Zhang did enough. She couldn't do exactly what I felt she was going to do as far as my prediction. You know, as far as, like I said, I thought the prediction would be she would somehow get in there and make this an ugly fight and somehow get the stoppage win, because the blueprint is kind of there to beat Joanna. You know, Rose kind of laid it out two times and Valentina also laid it out. But to beat her and use those tools, you have to have those tools. You know, Rose had the power and the accuracy and the discipline striking to stop somebody like Joanna. And Valentina, hell, she just had the strength. You know, she had the strength and the technique. And, you know, she just had more levels to Joanna. Whereas Weili Zhang, this was a big test for her to show us that she could overcome adversity. But at the same time, she's still growing as a fighter. You know, she doesn't have, like, what a lot of these other, you know, seasoned champions have, like a Nunes or a Valentina yet. You know, this is her time to prove that. And like I said, I think she did enough to win. And just going back and looking at the fight, like, I'll go back and look at it round by round now. You know, it's my discussion video. So going back, you know, round one, I feel like Joanna did enough to control the pace of the fight that first round. You know, she fought the pace she wanted. Early on, she landed a pair of good right hands early, and right there I could already see she was establishing that distance, and, you know, she was establishing that check kick also. You know, she was landing combinations and she was ending with that kick to the leg on Weili. And Weili, in the middle of the round, you know, she started opening up a little bit more. You know, she started landing her right hand and her left hook in some of those exchanges. You know, I could see those big shots landing, and, you know, she landed a few good inside kicks to the thigh on Joanna. But overall, I think that Joanna was controlling that pace. It was really starting to look like a Joanna fight in the beginning. You know, she was using her length and, you know, she was using her straightforward style, straight strike, straight down the middle. And that's what I said in my breakdown, is that you got to use angles on Joanna. You know, you got to use angles to get in. You don't fight her straight up and down, because she has the reach and she's a Muay Thai fighter. That's what she does. She can keep you back all night with the jab and the front kick. But later on that round, you know, Weili Zhang, she was able to catch the front kick and she landed a nice side kick to the body of her own. You know, that's why I say by using angles to get in. But I think overall that first round, Joanna, she looked a little bit more impressive. You know, she was fighting at the range she wanted, but again, it wasn't easy. You know, both were landing about the same number of strikes, but I think overall the more precise, better counters were landed by Joanna. And Weili Zhang, her right hand was good too, but I think the combination punch was better by Joanna and definitely won her that first round. Looking at the second round, it was another fast-paced fight. You know, it was another fast-paced round, a very competitive round. And early on, there were some good exchanges by Weili. You know, she landed her right hand and Joanna, you know, landed some strikes, you know, landing that low kick to Zhang's thigh. You could already kind of see it turning red. Weili Zhang, finally, she tried to close the distance and went in for a takedown. But that defense of Joanna is excellent, man. Like, in the clinch, Joanna, she's able to hold on, land some good knees. But Weili Zhang, she lands some good elbows of her own, you know. So it's kind of like real close exchanges here, you know. And this is what Whaley really needed to do to win the fight. You know, she needed to get on the inside and make it an ugly fight. But again, Joanna, she's strong. You know, she could fight at her own distance and make it, you know, make it her fight. But in that middle of the round, Joanna was throwing a flurry. And this is why I say, when she throws a flurry, you got to time them. You know, Whaley was able to land a solid right hand. And then she followed up with another big right hand that did rock Joanna in that, in the second round. You know, she was hurt, but Whaley Zhang, she caught her with the a front kick to the chest, and then she tripped Joanna, was trying to get her down, but Joanna got up quick. Again, like, once you hurt her, you got to jump on her, you know. But in that last minute, I think that Whaley Zhang, she really controlled the pace better with her ones and twos, and, you know, using those low kicks to Joanna's leg, and she started catching up here. And in this round, this is the round where I felt some of those strikes, they really started to put that knot on Joanna's head here. You know, that's what led to that swelling. And Joanna, she did close the round with a good left kick to the jaw on Whaley Zhang. But overall, I think that the better exchanges in this round were by Whaley Zhang. So again, round one, Joanna, round two for Whaley Zhang. Round three, this was more of a technical vintage Joanna. Again, you know, she came back in this round. Whaley Zhang, she's tried to apply that pressure on Joanna, landed some good strikes early on, but Joanna did some very smart, very good, that Whaley Zhang didn't expect. She switched to southpaw here, and she controlled the majority of the round, and it kind of confused Whaley Zhang a little bit, because Joanna was landing that straight left hand down the middle like it was nothing. She controlled the round, just like popping off those left hands, and Whaley Zhang was just standing in front of her here. You know, Whaley was having her moments, you know, trying to get those takedowns, but again, Joanna is too strong to just run straight in. You know, you gotta feint her with the takedowns. You gotta hurt her with some strikes and then take her down. You know, but here, Joanna was just controlling the pace, fighting at a good range in the southpaw stance. She was landing that left hand all the way down to the last minute. Whaley, I feel like she was still kind of new to this style, but she handled it well. You know, she didn't get too frustrated. She just kind of took this round off. And Joanna, that kind of built up her confidence a little bit more, and also built up the hematoma, because she was still taking some big shots. But this round was all Joanna. Round four, I would say they both opened up with some good exchanges again in the opening minute. I think that Joanna was landing better shots. You know, they exchanged some right hands and some good lefts, Joanna was able to top it off more so with left hands and a low kick every time. So it was always like three from Joanna, maybe two from Wang, you know, Whaley, you know. But later in the round, Whaley Zhang, she comes out with the stronger, you know, the stronger hard left hands of her own, and when she closes that distance, she lands some good left strikes that are definitely causing that swelling to Joanna's forehead. And there was a lot of close work in the round, but Whaley Zhang, she really started to land some good single shots, and she wasn't taking as many shots here. You know, she landed a good right hand on Joanna's head again, and I think that left hand, that right hand she landed to Joanna's hand really started to do some damage here, because, you know, she really started touching it. You know, she really started to touch it here, like it was really doing damage, and it was really like 3-4 times the size now. But round four, it was really a tough round to call towards the end, but I think that Whaley did the better work throughout the first first 4 minutes of the round. So I gave her the edge. I did give her the edge in that round. So here it's like 2-2. The last round, both of these, they really were trying to crunch down. They were tired, but they were really fatigued. But at the same time, they still really wanted it. Whaley Zhang, she stayed more in the pocket now, making her strikes count. You know, she was staying in there more and more confident. You know, she was landing more right hands, ending with combinations, you know, with the left hand tagging Joanna clean. Joanna, she started to hold her head a little bit more, and that's what I noticed. Like, even after taking some of these strikes, she would kind of go in the back foot, and I think she spent a few of the minutes like trying to, like, not necessarily run away, but she was actually having to take a break. You know, she was actually in there trying to take a break now, and Whaley Zhang was actually landing the cleaner shots now. You know, and I think Joanna spent more of the round moving around the octagon, you know, taking off for good reason, because like I said, that head was on swole, man. It was really getting up there. So this was Whaley Zhang's chance to really come on strong and control that pace, come forward, be the aggressor, land single shots now, because Joanna's output kind of went down. But in the end of that round, you know, they closed strong. Joanna landed a good spinning back fist, and then Whaley Zhang, she landed the right hand, and, you know, they finished the fight strong, you know. And I got to give both of them credit. You know, I definitely give Whaley Zhang a lot of credit here, because she had to deal with a lot of adversity in this one fight. You know, she was dealing with the power of Joanna, those front kicks, the technique, you know, the switching of the southpaw, the orthodox. She was dealing with something she's never seen before. She handled it well for a first time, you know, for a first time champion. And then, you know, I give Joanna credit. Like, I'm not the biggest Joanna fan, like I said, but I give her credit for a lot, you know, for a lot of reasons as far as her discipline and her technique, you know, and just wanting to fight through that big ass hematoma on her head. You know, like, she's got a heart to match that hematoma now. You know, they're a matching pair. Her heart is big as that head was, you know, on Saturday night. And, you know, what Dana White said, I made a video about, you know, I was kind of wondering myself, you know, because she was spending a lot of time on the beach, was that, you know, she was spending a lot of time out and she didn't seem focused. But I was definitely wrong there. She definitely proved me wrong. You know, it was like I said at the end of my podcast the other night, too, was that Joanna probably still carries that second nature in her now, where she knows how to turn it on, turn it off, and she knows how to compete. It's just in her blood. And she showed that. You know, it may look like she's having fun and going on the beach, but when it's time to fight, it's time to fight. You know, she does have that ability, you know, that you have to respect. You know, when she goes in there, it's all business. You know, she might look like she's having fun out there on the beach, you know, during her off time of training, but whenever she's going out there, when she's in the octagon, she's there to work, you know. But yeah, overall, man, I really just feel like Weili Zhang did enough to keep her title. I mean, people could say it could have went the other way. It could have been real, like a razor thin close decision. Yeah, that could go either way. But I really don't agree with some of the people that saying, you know, Joanna like shut her out. There have been people thinking it was like 4 rounds to 1, but Weili Zhang really took that last round, and that's the round that she needed. Because up to how I broke it down, up to the 4th round, it was tied. After the 4th round, it was tied. But when it got to that 5th round, that's the round that they really needed to get it in. And Joanna wanted to get it in, but, you know, I think the head was bothering. So Weili Zhang, she closed out a little bit stronger. But, yeah, she definitely earned that win. Shout out to Weili Zhang, you know, for coming through. First title defense against, you know, one of the best women strawweights of all, you know, of all time in the UFC. But, yeah, man, that's all I got on this, guys. Like I said, I just wanted to do my little breakdown podcast episode right now. And give you my thoughts on the fight. Like I said, it was probably, I told somebody this, you know, the other day. I was like, after watching it, man, I got to honestly say this. I could have walked out. You know, when I was watching the fight, I could have walked out of the Israel Adesanya Yoel Romero fight and still been happy. You know, I was going to watch that fight, of course. I was going to watch the main event, but if I had missed that, I still would have been satisfied just watching the co-main event. That's how impressed I was with the performance, you know, both ladies put on. But yeah, man, overall good fight. Let me know in the comment section, do y'all want to see a rematch? I kind of want to see a rematch. I do, but at the same time, I want to see Weili Zhang move on and see how she handles other type of styles, too. You know, I'd like to see other type of styles. But I think Joanna's got to let that head rest, man. I mean, even when the swelling goes down, she just needs to chill, man, because I don't know what type of long-term damage that could do, because she's had hematomas before. Like, if you go back to the Jessica Andrade fight, Carolina Kowalkiewicz, she's had big knots on her head before. And I'm just kind of wondering what kind of damage, long-term damage that's done to her head, man. But yeah, again, man, definitely watch that fight again if you already watched it. If you haven't watched it, just check it out. It was a good strawweight fight. It was one of the best strawweight fights, of course, of this year. Probably fight of the night. Probably fight of the year. Probably definitely a candidate for fight of the year, man. But yeah, that's all I got, guys. Make sure y'all subscribe here. Hashtag CB99Talks. I'll be back with like a full podcast episode. If I don't get to do it tonight, I'll be back with it this weekend. But yeah, that's all I got, guys. Combo Breaker 99. I'm out. Peace.